The year was 1982, and my fledgling band was having an identity crisis.
Warning, massive amounts of name-dropping just ahead from our musician contributor, David Waz.
We had just been signed to Geffen Records for our second album and had been duly informed by the label that we needed to find one lead singer, as our first record featured about six different voices, including my mother and some samples of our dog, Boofy. We were what I like to call schizophrenic, a marketing guy's nightmare. A friend in New York City suggested we try a young woman, an unsigned singer named Madonna Ciccone, and we figured, well, sure, what do we have to lose? I had written a bitterly philosophical lyric about things you couldn't change in the world with a defeatist chorus that sang, "Shake your head, let's go to bed." In retrospect, it could have been a perfect vehicle for the woman who would soon be known as Queen of the Hedonists. Except for one thing. My esteemed partner Don, who would later go on to produce acts like, the Rolling Stones, made the following unprophetic statement about Madonna after cutting her vocal. "I don't think it fits on our album," he said. "She's this disco diva from Manhattan. Who's going to buy her records in, like, Cleveland?" A quick couple of phone calls later, and we found a replacement for Madonna, the one and only Ozzy Osbourne, who no doubt was huge in Cleveland at the time.
"Can't you radio to heaven? You can't live seven lives."
Let's go to bed.
Cut to 1992, 10 years hence, when Was Not Was was enlisted to open a European tour for Dire Straits, and our label in London wanted to release a best-of package with additional material.
"Do you blokes still have that master tape with Madonna and Ozzy on it?"
It was the head of A&R calling.
"I'll pay for a house remix with the both of them exchanging lines. It'll be a huge dance record."
There was just one little problem. Madonna. "These losers threw me off their record 10 years ago, and now they want me?"
Deal or no deal?
No deal. Which brings me to the real point of this story, some high-power name-dropping. Don and I were working with Bob Dylan on his Under the Red Sky album at that time, and he'd brought this slide guitar-playing pal of his, George Harrison, into the studio to play a few licks one day. Dylan disappears down the hall for 10 minutes and comes back with Kim Basinger in tow, who was cutting songs for her film The Marrying Man in another room. The result of that chance meeting was that Kim agreed to stand in for Madonna, and within weeks, the song was at the top of the pop charts in Europe.
"And you can't influence, and you can't influence.
Let's go to bed."
Kim even flew to London to appear in our video.
"Why couldn't you get her naked?" a German record executive would later complain. "We can show this on German TV."
I guess we owe thank yous to both Bob Dylan and Madonna, who made the whole wacky duet possible, and who one rarely has a chance to mention in the same breath. Hey, maybe they could do a duet together. A mashup of Like a Rolling Stone and Like a Virgin?
Let's go to bed.
That sexy voice, Kim Basinger. The other one, our world-class name-dropper, David Waz.